This is an Audio Holdings production.
Jack and the Beanstalk. There'd been a time long ago when Jack's family had been rich. But on the morning that he set off to sell the cow, all that Jack had that he could call his own were the clothes on his back and a cheerful disposition. By mid-morning, he no longer had a cow. But he did have a handful of magic beans and the clothes on his back and a cheerful disposition. At noon, when he returned home, Jack found that he had a very angry mother. "Jack, you dolt," she cried. "You traded our cow for a handful of beans? How could you?" "They're magic beans, mother," said Jack cheerfully. "Magic. Pah!" And his mother threw the beans out the window. Well, the next morning, Jack and his mother had a gigantic beanstalk. It was growing in the yard. "Oh, mother," said Jack, "I must climb up and see what I can see." He did climb up, and what he could see was a castle way off in the distance. The road to the castle was long, but Jack headed off cheerfully and was soon knocking at the monstrous oak doors. A giant lady opened the door. "Oh, no," she said when she saw Jack, "not another greasy boy. If the giant eats you, he will get indigestion and be irritable with me all day. Come in, and I'll give you a nice bit of bread, and then you must be off home before the giant smells you." But before Jack could take even one bite of his bread, he felt the floor trembling under him and heard a horrible voice rumbling through the castle.
"Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell a greasy boy."
The giant lady grabbed Jack and put him in the cupboard just as the giant stomped into the room. "Greasy boy?"